Hey, it's Ryan Reedy, and this is episode 136 of the 2-Minute Tennis Podcast. Quick episode for you. I want to help you improve your volleys with one simple idea, and that is set the racket at the height of contact. So as the ball is coming to you, you need to look into the future, right? You got to be able to see into the future and know where the ball will be, the height it will be on either your forehand or your backhand, or maybe it's coming to your body. Set the racket at the height of contact rather than setting the racket below contact or above contact. Now, this might seem like a really simple concept, and it is, trust me, but it is not common practice. Typically what I see, especially on backhand volleys, is let's say a ball is going to arrive next to someone's hip, right? So it's going to be at hip level on their backhand side. And so just imagine you're at the net, somebody hits a ball to you, and it's going to arrive at your hip, not on your hip like it's going to hit you, but it's going to be at hip level to your side, on your backhand side. Well, what I typically see is players set their racket at shoulder or head level, and they'll sit their racket way above contact. They'll go from their ready position, setting it way above contact. And then what happens? When the ball arrives, they go, uh-oh, and they got to chop down to make contact. And they put a ton of spin on the ball, and then they're swinging down to the ground, trying to make the ball go forward. And it just wreaks havoc on your consistency. So rather than setting the racket above, typically, or even below contact, try to place the racket where the ball will arrive. Then you can push out towards your target. You can either hit a flat volley, you can put a little backspin on it if you want, but you're going to be so much more consistent, especially when the ball is hit very fast and the ball is low. Let's say somebody hits a very fast ball down to your knees and you're setting the racket up and then having to go down, you're not going to be able to get down in time, and you often frame it. To improve your volleys at the net, when you see the ball come off of your opponent's racket, as the ball is traveling due to its spin, due to the speed, its initial trajectory and target, toward your body, set the racket where the ball is going to arrive. And I typically call this the frozen volley, where you don't even have to move your racket much. You can just make contact without taking much of a swing. Set the racket at the height of contact, and there's no doubt you're going to gain confidence, win more matches, and play much better tennis. This is Ryan Reedy over at the 2-Minute Tennis Podcast. You got this.